for your chance to win a 2-pound bag of 3-in-1 flower seeds from Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday. KVOE Live in Local 50 Degrees. Good morning. It's 844.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
St. David's Day activities really underway. Yesterday, the focus was in Lebo. This weekend, the focus is on Emporia. We're glad to have with us Susan Atchison and Greg Hoy to talk about what's coming up this weekend when it comes to St. David's Day.
Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. Greg, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Chuck. Thanks for having us on.
We're glad to have you on, and how glad are you here, Susan, to get us into the mood here for St. David's Day and the concert coming up on Sunday?
We are ready to go. Alinid, our conductor, is en route from North Carolina, and we hope to have her on today, but she will be here.
How big is it to have somebody of Alunid's stature here, specifically musically, to be leading the concert coming up here Sunday afternoon?
Well, Alunid has been involved in music her whole life. Her dad, I think, fixed instruments and has fixed instruments for some very famous country singers. So it's great to have her here, and not only does she know Welsh music, she knows all types of music.
So how busy has the choir been? Has there been any rehearsals at all, Susan?
You know, we are down to just doing one rehearsal the day before, so that will be Saturday at 1 o'clock, not 2 o'clock as was previously said, so we want to get that straight. But 1 o'clock, it's simple songs, hymns, so if someone still wants to join, show up at 1 o'clock and we'll have the information and a Welsh hymnal for you.
And I know... Susan, it may be a little bit difficult to gauge how many folks are a part of the choir, but in years past, you've had a pretty good community representation here as part of the choir.
We have. We've been down in numbers the last few years, but we've got some strong voices, and we have people that come in from the university and the community choir that, you know, aren't necessarily Welsh, but they certainly contribute to the cause.
Well, Greg, how important is it to continue the Welsh heritage here? That's a big part of Emporia's history way back since this city was founded.
Yes, it is.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, this is our 138th annual concert and celebration this year, and that's quite a thing. We just had, what, the 150th of Emporia? So that really says how strong the Welsh community has been in the region for many, many years.
And, you know, Greg, one of the things, too, alongside with that is increasingly rare. In years past, I remember starting to cover this over 20 years ago, and there were several, St. David's Day activities that were taking place across the country. And now it seems like it's Emporia and maybe only just a few more places across the country that have a St. David's Day celebration.
Yeah, and you know, Chuck, at one point, the St. David's was held in the White Auditorium. It was such a large contingent, and the Welsh community was so strong in Emporia at that time that it was actually held at White Auditorium. So that says how large and how strong it has been in the past. And it is still strong throughout the United States. You just find it in a lot of the larger cities anymore. Lincoln, Susan and I were visiting yesterday, and Lincoln, Nebraska still has a pretty strong St. David's, but we're still very proud of our heritage, and like I said, this is our 138th year. One thing that I've found interesting with reading about St. David or learning about St. David growing up, he was the patron saint of Wales, and his mantra, and even rumored his the last words he spoke were to do the little things that made life easier for others. And boy, that sticks just as true now as it did in the 12th century when they began celebrating St. David's.
Well, Susan, what's the timeline going to be? How are things lined up for Sunday?
Well, Sunday at 1:30, the choir will do a short rehearsal, and then the concert's at 2:30 with tea and barbreath afterwards downstairs. I also wanted to point out that today and tomorrow are going to be really nice days, so those will be good days to get out and do what people need to do outside. But we have some colder weather and rain coming in on Sunday, so what better thing to do than come to the concert?
And this will be at the Emporia Presbyterian Church West Campus, 1702 West 15th, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and you know, there's obviously going to be Welsh music, but what else is going to be part of the atmosphere and part of the ambiance at the church, either before the concert or maybe immediately afterwards, Susan?
Well, we have added in last year some more instrumental pieces that we'll have Abby on the harp, and we have violin and piano prelude before, and then a solo or a duet by Abby and Alinid, and then Alinid's going to do a solo as well as the choir pieces and the congregational pieces where the congregation joins in a few hymns.
Well, for folks, Susan, that aren't Welsh, what would you tell them about, you know, attending the concert and enjoying the concert and recognizing the Welsh heritage that is so strong here locally?
Well, I don't think you have to be Welsh to enjoy the Welsh music. I think I heard someone say the other day that there are only like two other cultures who still continue to sing in four-part harmony. So if you want to come hear the four-part harmony and just enjoy an afternoon of listening to the music, which we're down to about an hour for the concert, so it's not too much of your time. And the tea afterwards is always fun to just talk to people and to learn about the culture and just really enjoy yourself. And there'll be yellow daffodils downstairs because daffodils are the flower of Wales. And, of course, there'll be the Welsh flag up in front of the church. So just a celebration of our culture, which we get to do once a year. We're not as big a celebration maybe as the Irish, but we sure have some things to offer.
Indeed.
Outstanding. Greg, how about you? What are your thoughts here on, you know, really the community at large getting a chance to celebrate and be part of the Welsh heritage?
Absolutely. That is, I don't think you can appreciate Welsh music until you've listened to a concert or even to get on YouTube and just listen to the Welsh national anthem. The music and singing is still a very, very strong part of the Welsh community and the Welsh heritage, and unfortunately, I can't sing like a Welshman, but we can all try.
Sounds good. Well, Susan, again, remind us the time here for Sunday.
Sunday, the concert is at 2:30.
At the Emporia Presbyterian Church West Campus. All right.
All right. Yes.
Hope there's a big turnout for you guys on Sunday. I know the weather might not be conducive for a lot of folks, or at least they may not think it, but a great opportunity to gather and to enjoy. Susan, thanks again. Hopefully we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Susan Atchison, Greg Hoy, St. David's Day this Sunday here in Emporia.
Okay, one reminder here, too, for next week is we're filling our morning.